Hello, Wasatch High School. My name is Nicole Younger, coming to you today from Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm going to be adjudicating you in the caption of Color Guard. You all are still setting up. I'll be back once I get a salute. Have a great show. Best of luck to you. All right, here we go. Okay, so your show is flying. All right. All right, I like the characterization of how we're doing everything. So if you can definitely do even more, I would love that, but this is a great way of just setting the mood. Make sure we don't give away that silk when we pick it up. Go ahead and strip it as we do that and then come around, okay? All right, I love the flow of the uniform with the blue. It gives me a sky feel to everything like that. And, okay. Very good understanding of the flags. Oh, okay. All right. Oh, nice job. Hand placements are the same from performer to performer. Look at, make sure that when we are flat, that when we turn, we don't let the tip sag. Okay. Very nice job here. Okay. Yeah, take a look at how we are coming around for the down up to the side when we do any of those sweeps, or maybe people call them butterflies, but any of the carving motions that we do, make sure that we are in relevant to our body, keeping it in the toaster or flat front to flat back. Okay. Yeah, really think about your posture when you put a flag on your shoulders like that, because if you hunch at all, it'll definitely tell on you, okay? Okay. Very nice timing on your work. Ooh, yeah, look at the, where the, that arm is supposed to be from performer to performer. That is different. Okay. Nice job, performers here. Love that little flick. Yeah, give me a little bit more projection. This is all about flying and being high and things on a roof. You know, you cannot project much more than what you are doing right now. So, again, the sky's the limit. Pardon the pun. All right, the cradle going around. Yeah, take a look at some. Take a look at how some people are holding the flag there. Yeah. Now, when we go up down, I do like how the audio is matching the visual with that. The, you know, with the up and down on the cradle. But please make sure so we can all see the flag and the color to make sure that everyone is doing that flat back to flat front. Some people were on the 45, so we didn't get that color. Okay, now we're doing this transition to come around. So it's very nice and light. Coming up and around, just check the timing on that. Working from the end of the pole. Ooh, make sure if we're stripping all the way to the end of the pole, to the tip, everything is all the way there. Okay. Make sure we're not missing any kind of opportunities to visually musicality that's happening. You know, add to that visual package. Okay. Oh, under the multiple responsibilities that you have during this choreography with the body underneath. I do appreciate that there too. Okay. And where you're creating textures here. Yeah. Okay. With the ABs. Yeah. Just make sure we're looking at how we get into that and how we can, you know, put layers in that. Oh, and also to, yeah. And take a look at our sets there. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Ooh, check the toaster when we do any of those T-turns there, okay? Tip should go up and down, up and down. Now, make sure that we have variety that's actually happening in these two songs as well. So I'm seeing a lot of the same that I'm seeing from the beginning, so give me a little bit more variety when it comes into that. Now, as far as variety goes, it doesn't have to be in, like, you know, how the color guard goes, but like we can maybe ripple things a little bit more. These swing flags are beautiful. Okay. And you are so spread out, and oh, that's, this is going to look very nice. Okay. Okay, very nice. Take a look at that free arm. Where do you push to begin? There. Okay. Nice. Good job with that layback there. And the into the ground. Take a look at what your legs are doing to get down into the ground, ladies. I'm seeing a lot of the differences between performer to performer. I know you have to get down quick and get up, but like, just define that a little bit more so it doesn't look sloppy. Mm-hmm. Nice job. Coming forward with this. This is just working really well for you as far as the ballot is concerned. This is a awesome sized swing flag for your size guard. Ooh, take a look at where that one guard member is coming through. She almost fell over a trombone, I think. So, ooh, okay, so right before we get to this point, if that's ensemble, yeah, there's a huge, like, there's a huge pause, okay? Fill the pause. Fill the silence. That's going to be part of that visual part that has to do with the color guard. Yeah, and we're the way that we leave to color guard, make sure we're looking at how we are going from point A to point B, from dot to dot, and what our free arms are doing, what our posture is doing, because you are seen. Okay, very nice. I like that ripple coming right in. Okay, very well-coordinated effort with the music that's happening here and the choreography. Very much appreciated. Also, let's just take a look. We stood there for a very long time. Take a look at the way that we're holding that swing flag to get down and get a new one. Also, with the way that we come out and then how we're holding the flag. Are we end of the pole? Or are we tape and tab? Is it shoulder hip or is it just slightly below the shoulder? Really look at that. This is a great looking flag, by the way. It's very pretty. I love the colorfulness that you're not afraid to have on the field. And I get it that you are definitely... Yeah, look at the elbows. Like, anytime you're standing in a spot for a very long time, whether you have choreography or not, you really have to look at what everyone looks like from performer to performer, especially in this echelon, and I'm coming up and I'm seeing that. Yeah, take a look at that. And are we facing the end zone when we, you know, break out into those two echelons, or are we flat to the front? Two things just to take a look at, because if not, when you go to switch, my eye goes directly towards you until you turn right back around again. Okay? So that is something. All right. So, Washaw High School, I really enjoyed your Let's Go Fly kite flying. Don't know if you really finished your show, but I'm pretty sure you haven't. A couple of takeaways to take away from this is one, thank you for having some sense of timing in your show today. I appreciate that. This is so great as far as the blue uniforms with the sky and everything like that, and as far as like the characterization in the beginning, and as you go through the show, do more. I mean, it has to do with being up in the air, literally. I mean, look straight up. I know right now with the design process and the way that you're asking your performers to perform, you know, it's like look to the front, look up. Look all the way up. Look around. Look behind. Look to the side. Don't just take the front, you know, create that whole stage. Okay. Well, I hope that my comments have been helpful to you. Best of luck to you in the future, and we'll see you soon.